Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef checkoffs with Ross Wilson in just a moment.
Neighbors, we're very pleased to have as one of our sponsors of our daily email, Crop Plan by Winfield. They combine the most advanced genetics on the market with field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with a localized seed recommendation. 4 Winfield answer plot locations in Oklahoma are being planned for this fall, featuring canola and winter wheat. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On that right-hand column, you'll see links for today's email, as well as an opportunity for you to subscribe, courtesy of Crop Plan by Winfield.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
There's been a lot of talk recently about the need for more resources for promotion, education, research that the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff has traditionally funded. Several states, including Texas, has come up with an additional dollar. It's been talked about in Oklahoma as well, but not acted on as of yet. Ross Wilson with the Texas Cattle Feeders Association says the extra dollar working well in Texas thus far. He's not so sure, though, about what Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's got in mind with his extra dollar that he wants to put on the cattle industry.
We couldn't be happier in Texas that we've got a state checkoff in place, because we think that's a very important addition to the investment in beef marketing, promotion, research, all of the great things that the national checkoff has done. The disagreement with Secretary Vilsack happens to be that he's interested in doing something under what they call the generic 1996 Commodity Checkoff Act. The Beef Checkoff, as you know, was established in the 1985 Farm Bill. The 96 Act gives USDA, whether it's this secretary or anyone in the future, much more authority and control over several aspects of the producer's checkoff dollar. It also increases the administrative overhead allowance from 5% in the 1985 to 15%. I don't know too many producers that want to spend another 10% on administrative overhead, but more importantly, they don't want USDA or anyone other than themselves and the elected leaders that they have on all these state beef councils and on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which has been nominations by the states and appointments by the Secretary of Agriculture. Those are the individuals and the leaders, industry leaders, they want deciding how the dollar's invested, not the Secretary of Agriculture or the staff at USDA. That is the major disagreement that we have with the Secretary today on his proposal.
TCFA, of course, and of course TSCRA, OCA, New Mexico Cattle Growers, all these groups have written the Secretary trying to head him off. Do you think you're going to be able to head him off on this issue?
That's a very good question. Only time will tell. He seems to be moving forward aggressively. We've written him. We're talking to them. We have members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, reaching out to the Secretary saying, time out, Mr. Secretary. Let's do this under the 1985 Act. Let the organizations who have been working on a side parallel path, as you know, coming up with some proposed changes to the 1985 checkoff. And this is all about getting another dollar at the national level. And then if you get that dollar through a producer referendum, so the producers get to vote on that before it would ever happen, then we've got an extra dollar to invest in all these good programs. But it ought to be invested under the structure of the 1985 Act and not the 1996 proposal by Secretary Vilsack.
Chief Executive Officer President of the Texas Cattle Feeders, Ross Wilson. Now, this last week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was in Louisville at the National FFA Convention. We were there for the media brief news conference that he had with reporters. One of our colleagues, Sarah Wyatt of AgriPulse, asked him about where he stands on getting a proposal out on this new beef checkoff, this separate dual-track type beef checkoff that would be based on the 1996 Generic Act.
Sarah, I think there's an additional step that's going to take place before we outline what we're thinking, and that is to pose a series of questions to producers and producer groups so that we can get their input to formulate. I don't have any preconceived notion as to what this checkoff should look like. So we will be putting in the Federal Register a notice with a series of questions, soliciting comment and input from producers and producer groups that will help us formulate what a second checkoff would look like. And honestly, I'm happy to not do this if the folks who have been talking for 3 years could continue to talk and ultimately get to a point where they all agree. That has not happened, unfortunately. The only point of agreement by all of the groups that I've talked to about this, the only point of agreement is we need more money into the system. We need more money to market. We need more money to research. We need more money to promote. And I understand the significance of that for this industry that is challenged at this point in time. Low supply, pretty good prices, domestic consumption challenges, a lot of competition, need to maybe scale that up a little, need to really push the global market opportunities, which are going to be enormous, but you're going to need more resources to do that. And I think it's unfortunate that the lack of the ability of folks in the industry to coalesce around a set of changes and reforms and into the current checkoff prevents us from getting additional money into the system. So absent that agreement, I've got the power to create an avenue for additional money. I'm going to use that power unless the industry comes back and says, you know, you don't have to do that, Mr. Secretary. We've come to an understanding. This is how we would like it done. I'm all for that. But I haven't heard that. What I've heard is we need more money. So absent an agreement, we'll solicit comments, take those comments, shape a proposal. I would imagine that we're looking at something that would be instituted sometime in calendar year 2015. You've got to go through a series of administrative steps. It takes a while, but I'm very intent on getting this done. It'll be in place for a couple years. Then there'll be a referendum. We might learn a little something about what works and what doesn't work, but in the meantime, we're going to be getting more resources into the system.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, clearly groups like the Texas Cattle Feeders, Oklahoma Cattlemen, Kansas Livestock Association, Missouri Cattlemen, New Mexico Stock Growers, Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, all these groups have signed off with a letter from NCBA as well, saying to the Secretary, we don't want a beef checkoff based off of that 1996 Act. Whether he's willing to listen to these particular cattle groups, we don't know. We do know that U.S. Cattlemen, National Farmers Union, RCAF USA, seemingly has his ear on this issue. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.